Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the LA area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone everywhere else, including here in the beautiful, boy, I'm really glad all the smoke from the fires has moved on, San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in is toll-free, 877-697-9725. Now, normally, producer Kina is ably handling the chat room, and she is in a spot and a place that really does not seem to have any type of internet connection at all. So I will open up the chat room, and you can kind of talk amongst yourselves. And hopefully, if she will be able to log on, she can log in and help moderate that. Otherwise, I will log in to the chat room after the program, and we can, you know, if you have any questions, then we can chat in there. So, otherwise, we are talking about the longest night, the winter solstice, and it is an amazing time for people to really take a look at what it is that they want to set into motion for the new year. Each one of the holidays as viewed from the, you know, the pagan calendars and also, you know, calendars from cultures all over the world, there is an idea and a theme behind each one. And in Celtic traditions and Druidic traditions, which, you know, I participate in, the idea is that it comes from that agricultural basis. It comes from that place of what is it that we need to do to be in harmony and be able to produce for ourselves. And when we move into the winter solstice, and in the Druidic tradition, it's called Alban Arthan, which is the light of winter, or more specifically, the light of Arthur. And we're talking about King Arthur. And it was viewed that he was kind of compared to the sun. And he was this being, this presence, this larger-than-life mythic persona that basically was that sense of, I'm here, everything's going to be fine, I will lead you. It was a way of feeling safe. It was, you know, when we have those larger-than-life figures, whether they were real or imagined. So when we look at this returning of the light, the idea that Arthur would return to his people in their time of greatest need, so the idea of this returning presence. And for them, there was no more significant presence or aspect of their lives than the sun. And during the long winter months when there was nothing to do, you couldn't farm, you occasionally would go out and take care of animals, but other than that, there really wasn't a whole heck of a lot to do. So it was a time where you would plan. It was a time where you would set up what it was that you needed to do in order to be able to move forward. So the holidays where the festivals that were focused around the final harvest of letting things go, of drawing in whatever it is that you could and just saying, well, that's all of what we have. Then it moved into that place of assessing what it was that What was it that was passed? What were the mistakes made? What were the positive things that came out of it? What was the learning curve that we were able to go into? And the winter solstice became a representation of, all right, we've already done that. We've closed the books on last year completely. Now we're at the turning point where it's time to start really putting those things into place. What are the things that we need to do that are going to be coming up that we can be able to move forward with so that when the sun fully comes back, we can hit the ground running? And this is an interesting time because usually the best time to do that or the best way to do that is in quiet reflection. And I don't know about you, but I know that for the most part, quiet reflection is not a generally a big part of the solstice celebration. It is very difficult, usually, to find a place or a spot of quiet reflection. It is a time of creating and working with those inspirations. And I know that can be really hard, considering that there's often times where people are just, you know, there isn't a whole lot to work with. There isn't a whole lot of hope. Maybe it's, you know, financial pieces. I have never thought that there was anything quite as heartbreaking as those who lose their livelihood at this time of the year. That has always been something that's been, you know, that I found heartbreaking. And I know that there are times when companies do that. And I know that it is also a very difficult time to sit and take a look at what it is that you want to do with your life, how you want to manage things when, oh my gosh, it's just, you know, you're constantly in this state of just dealing with stuff, whether it's dealing with Christmas shopping or managing finances or dealing with interpersonal relationships and finding, you know, that space, that spot where you can just take a breath and quietly think about, okay, I know what I would like. How do I set it into motion? What are the things that I need to do to be able to manage this in a good way? So the trick is to be able to, first off, look at the future for its opportunities, for its possibilities. It is very difficult to look into a long, dark tunnel and see anything but dark. So when you take that opportunity to go, okay, let's reevaluate this, let's try to see if we can make what we want to be able to happen to happen. So how does that get managed? What is the best way to be able to find a way around that? Well, one of them is to just really just slow down, to be able to take the time that you need, and especially if you're working through a grieving process. There's a lot of folks for whom this time of year is tremendously hard because grief is a piece of it. And whether you're grieving a person, a job situation, a relationship, maybe the loss of a home, grieving is going to be a piece in this. And it's going to be a piece of how you manage what's going to be coming. The idea is that this is the point when the activity of the sun shifts to more and more light. From this point on, there is more and more light, more and more opportunity. And it can be a tough one. It can be a place of going and going into some very scary pieces for yourself. So how does that get managed in a good way? How do you move past the parts that you're scared of and bring in those pieces that are going to lend themselves to allow you to be able to go into that place of balance? Which, you know, and that's the big thing when we talk about balance. Balance is that piece that will let us go and say, okay, I cannot change the situation or I cannot change the people in it, but I can change how it affects me. I can change the relationship I have with it. Find yourself some quiet time, even if it's just minutes, even if it's just such a brief thing. It will allow you to stop. Most people, you know, at this time, I always find it interesting because I walk around and I see how people are carrying themselves. And being a chiropractor means that I'm constantly studying not only how people move, but what their movement tells me about what's going on with them. And for the most part, I find that people are breathing very shallow, that they're holding their shoulders in. Many are kind of bent over. Often they're holding their low back. And the idea of this relationship of body, mind, and spirit, the body is going to tell me what is going on with a particular person. It will help me to be able to see, okay, you know, because when I'm looking at someone, they're walking into my office, and before they say a word to me, I've got a pretty clear idea on what's going on and what it is that is burdening them and how it is burdening them. So as we look at that place of, you know, okay, how do I release this? Because it's really easy to say, it's like, well, you need to release that. But the trick is how. How is by making, one of the main hows that I use is by making it a project. Lay it out. Create the blueprint. We've talked about that before, where we look at where we want to be, what we want to do, and it's not about whether or not you can do it. The automatic assumption is that you can. The trick is that you shift it from whether or not you can do it to it just becomes a matter of how. So as you figure out how and you break it down into those small pieces, figuring out that way of releasing, and sometimes it's about forgiving yourself. Sometimes it's about allowing the both the good decisions and the not-so-good decisions to have an equal plane, that it's even. The stuff you did that you messed up on, one, you can't go back and change it. You can go back and maybe readjust some of the consequences, you know, whether it's somebody that you, you know, maybe you need to apologize to, or someone that you really feel like you want to put a relationship to rest and let it go. Finding that way of accepting that it's not going to be what you wanted it to be. And the outcome wasn't what you wanted, but you did learn something from it. So as you take a look at those things that you learned from and putting those very, very hard-won lessons into something that's going to move you forward. Time is a turning point. Things are getting stronger. The sun is getting stronger, and the sun is holding that space of that representation of that lightness. It's not going to be dark, you know, as much. There will still be darkness, but it is not going to be overpowering or overwhelming. It is being in that place of letting yourself just be. And using the tools that you gained, because the experiences in your life are tools that you've gained, and using those to help you make a better plan for what's coming. This is considered, it's also considered that end point for doing the planning. It's considered a time where, okay, you know, we've had these months that we're sitting either in a cabin or, you know, we're in a cottage and we're surrounded by our family and friends who we've been seeing for all this time and planning out, okay, in their perspective it would have been, all right, what are we going to plant, how many animals, we may need to purchase new animals, we may need to do this, but figuring out where they want to be by that time next year and how to make that happen based on what they learned from the previous year. That is something that we still need so much in our lives. Yes, it's a busy time. Yes, everybody's running around. Yes, we're doing all kinds of outward, noisy, blinking lights type of things. And being able to take the gifts from the last year, what did we learn and how can we use that? It is that place of, all right, you know, let's get all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, because as soon as we get that full sun again, we're hitting the ground running. And that is a very cool way, because it allows us to come into a situation where, okay, maybe we don't have all the answers and maybe there's a lot stacked up against us, and still feel empowered. We can still feel like there's that part of this whole process that we have choice in. And something that a lot of people focus on at this time of the year is their health. And it's about getting ready to make that New Year's resolution that you're going to exercise or you're going to do whatever. And focusing on that, that's a tremendously cool thing. Don't think of it as where you want to be by bikini season or where you want to be, you know, by the New Year's Eve party. It's like, well, I want to lose 25 pounds by the time the New Year's Eve party hits. Well, that is a choice. A slightly more productive choice would be to say, where do I want to be by this time next year? And that applies for everything. You know, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, here is where, just to yourself, even if it's just a game in your mind, think to yourself, where would I like to be by this time next year? And that way you've got an entire year to figure that out. You've got an entire year to plan out how you're going to implement that. I mean, yes, sometimes the plans change. Sometimes it goes into a place of, well, you know, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. And maybe something comes in that changes what your goal for the end of the year is going to be. And you, you know, work it into your plan that you can sway with that. Don't get locked in, but get behind it. Get behind small steps that will take you, you know, in 365 days, give or take a couple of days, figure out what it is that's going to get you where you want to be. What is going to be the end result when you're looking at yourself in the mirror a year from now and you're going, okay, this is what I was able to do. I wasn't able to do everything. Maybe, or maybe you were. Maybe you broke it down enough to where you would be able to do that. The important thing is not to get overwhelmed. The important thing is to realize how sacred this time is. This is a time of transformation. This is a time of empowerment. And it can be exhausting. And it still is a time that you can take control of what it is you can control. If a relationship is not working out or not bringing you what it is that you want, figuring out how to shift that in the best possible way. If a job is taking you into a direction that either you don't want to be, or a direction where maybe, you know, you've always wanted to do something else with your life, and you decide, you know what, 2014 is going to be the year that I do that. 2014 is going to be the time that I become a flamenco dancer the way I've always wanted to be. And you take that into consideration. Okay, what is it that I need to do to become a flamenco dancer? Well, you know, I may need to take some lessons. I may need to do these other things. I may need to maybe involve travel. And figuring out little steps, little things that you can do each month that you can break that plan down and put it into motion as soon as, you know, that full sun hits. When you can get out and spring has come, or the first signs of spring, you know, there's a celebration that acknowledges those first signs of spring before spring actually happens. That's the time that you get out and you get into the sun, you get into the world, and you hit the ground running. And I don't know about you, but I love the idea of hitting the ground running. After I've had a lot of time to figure out what I need to do, what are the pitfalls that I can expect, what is it that I'm going to need help with, and who would be the best person to help me. If you want to get back into shape, find somebody who can assist you with that. Find somebody who you can work out with. And don't forget to bring some fun and some joy into it. It is so important that no matter how big or small what you want to accomplish is, there's got to be an aspect in it that brings you joy. Because if there isn't, maybe you achieve it, but what did you really get out of it? If you want to say to yourself, all right, by this time next year, I want to have the home I always wanted. And then figure out what you need to do to get it, to plan it out, to look at it, to, you know, say, nope, I've thought about it, but that's not going to work. To fine-tune. This is your fine-tuning time. And as we learn to fine-tune what it is we want to put into motion, it becomes more and more and more something that belongs to us. It's not about asking somebody else to take care of all the things for us. I mean, yes, sometimes it's really nice if someone helps us out. And the satisfaction of being able to achieve something that we have taken from inspiration to completion. So give yourself a break with it. Try to have as much fun as you can with it. Maybe it's just being able to let go of some things that you want to let go of. Go for it. Just figure out a plan. Figure out a way. This is the fine-tuning. This is that last run before it's time to get out and start working. Find yourself some quiet time during a very busy season. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, go and get help from someone. Like I said, this can be a very difficult time of the year, especially with people who are grieving, because it's really hard to see beyond the next day. Maybe it's really hard to see beyond the next hour. And maybe you just feel like your heart is too broken to be able to grasp anything other than the pain you're in the moment. If that's where you're at, if that's, you know, the space you're in, please call someone, get some help, find your way through, because when it reaches a certain point that you can't do it alone, pick up a phone, call somebody that you can talk to, that will help navigate those waters and help you restore your ability to be able to go into that place of forward motion. This is coming up to the longest night. And that's not a bad thing. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of growth. It's a point of possibility. It's a time to tell yourself a better story. Because it is your story. Ultimately, what you choose to do with it. What didn't work before didn't work, and there's nothing you can do about it. And you can take the lessons you learned and go into something else, to move forward into something else, to find that new space, that new adventure, to make a choice. The longest night does not have to just be about darkness. It's about the potential that lies beyond it. So find your way to that place of the potential, because it only gets brighter from here. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining me again. And for those of you who I had like my whole computer thing froze, so the idea that, you know, the chat room was not able to open up, but the chat room is open now. So if you wish to log on and ask me any questions, I will be hanging out in the chat room for a while. If you are interested in finding out more about me, you can visit my website at www.the-healing-house.com. If you would like to ask me any questions or bring up a topic, especially for those of you who are listening in archives, if you would like to propose a topic or ask me anything, you can email at healinghouseradio, no spaces, at the-healing. And it really always is such fun when I'm able to interact with folks, and after the show, you know, I'll get calls or people will ask questions. And it really is, you know, such a wonderful thing to be able to connect with, you know, all of you out there. So I wish you a blessed longest night. I wish you a wonderful Alban Arthan, solstice, Yule, however you hold it, whatever you do to be in that space. I wish you the best possible one you could have. And I also wish you a truly blessed sunrise afterwards, and a realization that it is a whole new time, it's a whole new year, and no matter how dark it may have seemed, always been that dark. Sometimes it hits us more. Each year the darkness is the same. Each year we go through it. Each year it feels like it's never going to end, and each year it ends. And then it warms up and spring returns. And life returns. It's all about the cycle that we're constantly in. And as I've said many times, it's fun until it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. So take both of those in balance and use what you've learned to recreate your world in whatever way you want it to be. And if you need any help or assistance with that, email me and we can work together. In the meantime, I will be back next Thursday. Hopefully, Producer Kino will be back next Thursday and her internet connection will be better. And this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, wishing you peace, blessings, and a wonderful holiday. Take care.